You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast, brought to you by BringingDownTheBand.com, No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, and Printfinity. I am Major 7th. I make beats and I have the t-shirts to prove it. And in front of me directly, this is the one and only Longevity. Call him the Maestro.
Hello.
He's got a lot of busy hands out here. Catty Corner, Adidas hoodied up with the stripes. DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
How you doing, man? You all right?
I'm chilling, man. I got my my Carmelo Anthony.
You repping Melo?
Attitude right now.
That's a nice Adidas hoodie, brother.
Right on. I appreciate it.
Where you get that from?
From Adidas.
From Adidas.
Walk right into that one.
Yep, you did.
Immediately to my left, the incomparable DJ Spools.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Well, I should be asking you that, sir. Notre Dame. Yeah, man.
Yeah, they lost the game pretty bad.
Bad loss.
That's all you got for me, Spools?
Buy it. Well, no. They did not come out and play. I mean, they didn't show up, man. Plain and simple.
Where was they at, Mike?
Where'd
they
go? In Miami.
Yeah.
So the Final Four hopes are pretty much shot, or do they still have a chance?
Final
they're shot.
Four.
You know, they got the four, whatever they, what is it, the championship of whatever, I don't know.
My college football playoff.
Yeah, my college football game has been low. Are they done?
They're done.
Oh, well.
Yep. Michigan threw their mixtape in the trash. I mean, in the toilet, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yep.
I mean, if Michigan did too, that's fine.
It was bad, dude. I don't know. They just didn't come out to play. I think if those two teams played five times, I think Notre Dame wins 3 out of 5. A lot of people were, oh, Miami's so fast, and Notre Dame's played fast defenses. They just didn't. Miami beat them, and they, you know, all credit due or whatever. But
bad law.
It was ugly. It was. It was like the perfect storm where Notre Dame played really poorly and Miami played extremely well. So that's, you know.
Hey.
Maybe they don't match up well. I don't know.
That could be.
That's a very good point.
That's what some people are saying. I just, you know, they talk about their speed, like I said, on the defensive side. But Notre Dame's played fast defenses. I think when your quarterback comes out, I mean, the way they started that game was bad, man. Like, two or three three-and-outs, right, or, punts right in a row. They dropped a couple passes. They had a guy beat downfield for a touchdown, and the guy, you know, he overthrew him, and then the turnover started. So.
Yeah, we saw the... turnover chain, what, twice? Three?
Four times.
Four times? Okay. I know I saw two. We were out finishing up from the Moonchild interview. And we were watching the game, or it was on in the place. And yeah, I saw the chain twice while we were sitting down. So guess that was 2 out of 4.
I don't care about the chain.
Bad.
All right. Well,
what's next?
That's all I have to say about that.
I feel you. That's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
Yes, sir. So, I feel bad because...
You should.
Okay. 55?
Yep, 55 is the episode.
Lance Briggs.
Yep. Lance Briggs?
Mm-hmm.
Junior Seau.
Jason Williams.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. No. Oh, White Chocolate. Yeah.
White Chocolate.
Jason Williams. That's tough. So, we got Briggs, Junior Seau, rest in peace, White Chocolate.
I'm sure
Mutombo.
There are others.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he 50? No.
Who wants to sex Jordan Mutombo? Remember when Jordan gammed on him? And did him like that?
Yep. Mike did. He got a tech for that, too, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mike yammed on him, too. He had the 12s on
him. It's worth it, though.
Absolutely.
Something like that.
Hey, sweet potato. Sweet potato.
That's back when the league was a little more manly and scrappy.
Those were the days.
Remember when Pippen, dunked on, who was that he dunked
Patrick
on?
Patrick
Ewing walked right over him. Like,
urine.
And kind of just looked him up and down, like, do something.
He pushed Pat down.
Patty got up quick, though.
He did.
Mike dunked on Patrick Ewing and Charles Smith, I think. Was it those two?
Charles Smith.
He reversed on the baseline.
Yep, came back around.
Banged on both of them.
See, this is the
John
thing.
Starks kind of banged on three Bulls players.
He caught
also,
him with the left.
With his left hand.
It was on a poster, too. I remember that. But now, back in the day, they wasn't worried about getting that foul called.
True.
They was worried about... You just disrespected me, Mike.
Yeah. I don't know if they said Mike like that.
They said Mike.
I think they all did.
Oh, okay.
They said Mike.
I'm sorry.
They got up and was ready to handle business. Now all they doing is throwing their hands up and looking for the closest official to
LeBron
do something.
LeBron's good at that.
Yeah. I don't say that.
Didn't see that coming. Yeah.
Row, row.
Like a dungeon dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Good catch there. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was dope. So, did we make a decision on 55?
I'm going to say Junior Seau.
I would, too.
Junior Seau? Fair enough.
Honorable mention, yeah. White Chocolate.
White Chocolate.
He had handles, but I don't even know if I would consider him a great.
He was dope. I was a Kings fan
He was really, really good for a... Like, he was elite for a short period of time.
Was he, though?
I don't think he was elite.
I think he was an elite point guard.
About 3 years.
There was about a two to... When he split Gary Payton, when he crossed Gary Payton over.
I mean, he had highlights, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But.
Great jump shot.
When it was him, too.
During, when it was him, Bibby,
because I wanted
Weber,
to, I
won, that team,
but I wanted
Pages, Stojakovic,
that team. Man, he was a beast on that
team.
Yeah,
they were nasty.
He never had a great jump shot.
You
unfortunately.
Crazy?
Unfortunately, no. Look up his stats.
Nah, Jay Will could shoot.
Look up his stats.
Jay Will could shoot.
No,
everybody in the NBA can shoot except for that guy that on that plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
He can't shoot.
He can't shoot.
Roberson. Roberson.
Horrible.
Now he's bad.
Horrible.
Jason Williams had an okay jump shot.
I thought he could shoot, man.
He had tremendous court vision and all that. But I would never say he was. I wouldn't say he was elite. Like I wouldn't have put him in like the top five point guards.
Oh no, man!
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying
he had handles. He could pass real well. He had great court vision.
Yeah,
but I never thought he was elite though.
If you think about that time frame, I'm talking about the apex of Sacramento. I'm trying to think what five point guards I would have taken over him. Other than the obvious. Jason Kidd.
What year is this?
I'm thinking.
Steve Nash, Jason Kidd.
That ranking, that was around what, 2000?
I don't remember.
Because they cheated the Lakers. That's when.
Had to be earlier, maybe 2003.
Early 2000s?
03, 04, somewhere in there.
I have to go back and pull it up. He was cold, though.
Because that's when Horry hit that three on him.
Horry.
And eliminated.
Horry.
Robert Horry.
Horry?
Robert Horry?
There Horry. You go.
He's a whore. No. Horry.
Why you, how you know Robert Horry out there in the streets like that?
I'm not figuratively.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figuratively speaking, because he has all them rings.
He was whoring all the rings,
and he wasn't an elite player like that. That's the reason why I said Horry.
I missed it. Did you get it?
Robert Horace Grant.
Yeah,
Jay Will was cold, though.
I like watching his highlights.
Yeah, he was fun to watch. I just never call him elite.
He was dope. Yeah. So what
say he didn't hoard rings, though.
Who?
He got more championships than a lot of people.
Robert Horry.
Oh, he's got like six or seven.
Robert Horry.
He has seven.
He has seven?
He has seven rings.
I know he's got two with the Rockets.
Robert Horry.
Robert Horry has seven championships.
Horry.
It's insane.
He hoarded all his rings.
He has more rings than Michael Jordan.
He does.
Which proves my point.
He's the GOAT.
Exactly. It proves my point.
Bill Russell's got 11.
Bill Russell's a little better.
The ring argument is the worst argument in sports.
Oh, it is, for sure.
I think it's the best argument.
No, because Bill Russell's the GOAT then.
Then he is.
All right, then.
Robert Horry's number two of all time.
You're going to make the Chicago people mad. They hate that one. When I say
Jordan would be three.
He'd be like three, yeah. And they say, well, Michael Jordan was 6-0 in the finals. I'm like, so was Scottie Pippen. Your point is, it's deeper than that, man. It's deeper than that.
No, it's not. It does count for something.
If we're going to do rings.
To be undefeated in the finals, it does count for something.
11 be six to me.
I think Robert Horry is probably undefeated in the finals as well, isn't he?
Robert Horry.
He low-key, he almost doubled up.
Low key, Robert Horry never led any of those teams, though.
Scottie
sure
Pippen
did.
Scottie Pippen
just didn't know.
Yeah, he was a low key leader.
Do we want to win this year? Let's bring Robert Horry.
Scottie Pippen is 6-0 in the finals. These are facts.
He also didn't lead that team either.
11-2, 11 beats six to me. I mean, we're gonna do rings. 11 beats two. Beat
no,
six
I didn't
me.
Say.
I mean, that's
don't
math.
Do rings.
Stop.
So that goes. If we're going to talk about rings, because I know P Money's your favorite quarterback.
I'm anti rings. I'm just giving you what people tell me.
Okay. He was just being,
That's not me now. I'm more like, it's totality. It's everything. That's what I like. Totality.
Totality.
Yeah. Mike has six rings, but he has 10 scoring titles. He has six finals MVP. He won defensive player of the year.
He was 6-0 in those finals.
6-0 in the finals. Five league MVPs.
I heard that he was 6-0 in the finals.
That's what they say.
You kind of sounded it like Stephen A. Smith for a minute there.
No.
You did.
No.
You channeled him at first. You channeled him when you first started
I don't want to make
that convo.
I don't want to make Spools mad.
That is blasphemous.
Yeah. Sean couldn't. He was like, okay.
I don't want to make Spools mad because he hates
I wasn't going to. But then
I don't hate him.
Dislike?
I don't like him on television. He's annoying to me.
Might be a good guy off camera, Spools.
Could be.
Yeah. Might be a good guy off camera. We'll go with that. All right. So let's see. Let me jump into
smoking the weed.
Duh.
Duh. In the trap.
Yo, he
does.
Yo,
in the trap.
Spools, he does go in on players that. Let me ask you this before we jump in. Since
Stephen A. Smith's a buster on TV.
Check this out, Spools. Is he right when he says that players are jeopardizing millions upon millions of dollars because they can't stay off weed? Is that not
the weed?
Is that pretty? Is that a fair assessment?
I think this is just my guess. I don't know this for sure, but my guess is if you are paying some attention and know when you shouldn't be, and you know when you can and when you shouldn't be, then you're fine.
Okay.
But no, it's just a decision-making thing in general. I think, you know, if you're a young player and you don't know when your test's coming or you can't have enough self-control to be like, hey, I need to stop for six months, 8 months out of the year.
Right.
Or take it easy or something like that, then, you know, that's kind of on you. But no,
I think it's on the player.
Yeah, I don't think it should be a banned substance in the league, though. So that's you know, that's my two cents.
Well, probably shouldn't be banned in general. But
I completely agree.
Some of them might need it, especially like people that are concussed and like have real like body aches from getting beat up in a game over
Speaking
the weekend.
Of head and concussed, did anybody read the report that Aaron Hernandez and CTE?
Yeah, was the worst diagnosed
that
or
they've
something?
Ever seen at his age.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
The worst?
That they've seen at his age. Yeah.
Wow.
It's interesting.
That's very interesting. Huh. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was the, you know, listed as the worst.
I didn't even know he had it.
He was young. He probably didn't know he had it.
Yeah.
How old was he when he passed away? He had to be
mid-20s.
Mid to late 20s?
28, maybe.
28.
Something like that.
Now, he killed himself in jail, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
That's what they say. Some people doubt that, but yeah.
Yeah, he had some letter about, I guess, the money that his daughter would, you know, inherit once he passed. It was some weird type of letter that he had in his cell. But
Well, it was some kind of law stated that if he wasn't convicted.
Yes.
And something were to happen, like an untimely death or whatnot, then she would still be eligible to receive whatever income
at
from
a certain age or something like that.
From his life insurance or something like that.
Suicide clause?
That's what
I'm not
thought,
sure.
But I wasn't sure.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would think there might be something in there like that, but I don't know.
There is now, if there wasn't.
Yeah. Did you guys see the rally for Meek?
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk about Meek again.
With the
Schmeek Mill?
With the lyrics. They were just screaming a lot of I don't know if that was the best song to choose while everybody was jumping up and down. But people showed love. Rick Ross was out there. I think there were a couple other artists that showed up, but he got a lot of love.
Yeah. And we kind of touched on that last week, but more information came out about that case.
What's
which
that?
I thought was interesting.
What's that?
So the judge kind of had a vendetta against Meek. One being that she wanted Meek to leave Roc Nation and sign with a friend of hers to manage him.
Wow.
She would also show up to his probationary, whatever he had going on, just showing up, just kind of just spectating, watching.
Like, are they called?
Well, judges don't naturally do that.
Like probation hearings? Is that what
not a
meetings
hearing.
Or
like,
something? I don't know.
When he went to start, do his probation. So, like,
gotcha.
Say he's at like a Boys and Girls Club or something. She would actually show up to those.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the community
judges,
service.
Community service.
Yeah. Judges don't do that.
Wow.
She also requested that Meek re-record Bended Knee by Boys to Men.
What?
Kind of make it a rap version and put her name in it.
What?
Yes.
This is real.
This is real.
Nicki Minaj actually confirmed some of these stories, I believe.
And they ain't even cool no more.
So, this judge clearly has had it out for him. Like, yes. I've never heard anything like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. In not a funny way.
In not a funny way. Yeah. In not a funny way. Wow, man. Like, I don't know what to say to that.
And mind you, also, okay, so the Pop the Willie incident also came up. So,
so what was that?
He was actually at something that involved kids, and he was just trying to have fun with the kids, showing them he could pop willies and stuff like that, and got in trouble.
Wow.
He also got in trouble for stopping a fight in an airport.
Stopping.
He stopped a fight in the airport, and I guess that was against his
violation of his
violation of his probation
by stopping a fight.
Stopping a fight.
And we talked about the hip hop cops. Yeah. We talked about, you know, we
the cops actually vouched for Meek on that one. Like, no, he was stopping the
fight.
Oh,
they were in his favor. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So this is all crazy, the judge. Man. The judge is.
So the judge just had it out for him.
Yeah.
Wow.
So why didn't she put him back in in jail the first or second time that he had violated and had to go in front of her?
Well, she was trying to get him to sign with one of her buddies as far
as
management team.
Does this sound far-fetched to anybody?
Not really.
No.
I don't know if this sounds far-fetched.
It sounds quite crazy.
It
sounds crazy. In today's society, I don't know how far-fetched this may be.
Mm-hmm.
Record a random song that you have nothing to do with and put my name in it.
That's the crazy. That's the.
I just feel like this is the time. If it's true,
Meek took it as a joke, but she was evidently wasn't joking.
I read these same things too, and I'm not trying to be mean about. Like last week, I did say I hope everything works out well for him, and
as do I.
You know, if this is the truth, I'm glad it's coming to the light. Just some of this sounds far fetched.
I mean,
I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm just saying this whole thing just sounds weird. Like it's very strange. That judge, I mean, if that's all the case, she should be definitely taken off, right, of that and probably disciplined or in some way. Like, that's, you're completely, like, tampering with his case at this point. I'm curious to see if something happens with this judge. So, if nothing does, I mean, here's the thing. I have a hard time believing there's a huge conspiracy against Meek Mill, man. That's my whole thing.
I wouldn't even necessarily say it's a huge conspiracy. Yeah. It's just somebody that
has an axe to grind.
Yeah, and they wanted to benefit out of his situation somehow.
I think
he wasn't complying.
So he didn't go back to the first or second time he had to go in front of her when she just gave him house arrest for 90 days and didn't put him in prison because she wanted that song?
I think it's more about signing.
I mean, if you have such an axe to grind, wouldn't you put that person back in prison at your first chance?
I don't know if you put them back in prison if you're still wanting them to sign with your friend. Like, I think that's the part where it's like, do I or don't I? Yeah. That's just me.
So you know, it sounds like I'm not believing it, and it's not the case. This whole thing just sounds really weird. It sounds like a big to-do for Meek Mill.
That's fair.
And I'm talking about on the celebrity status side of all these things, because this is nothing new. I mean, every celebrity, whether it be musician, athlete, actor, actress, you know, these types of things happen with celebrities all the time, right? And it's common for different pieces of information to come out or different things to come up throughout the course of that. I'm just like, it's, you know, if he's being done like just completely and totally wrong, like that sucks, and I hope that that's not the case. You know what I mean, for him? But it just seems like, I don't know, man.
It's a little much, man.
Yeah. Like, it just seems like it's a little much. And if everything that people have been saying now after the fact is true, then, you know, is it at all interesting this is all coming out as soon as he goes back to jail?
I mean,
not
when
the first
else
time
it?
He violated, not when the second time he violated,
out,
not the third time he violated, because he's been in the news for all those violations.
But when
he got
else
put
would
back
it come
on,
back?
Any of those
when
times.
When would it come out?
Any of those times. When his name was in the limelight for having to go to court. Why now when you're going to prison?
But why would it come out then?
Why not?
But why?
Because it's wrong.
Ken.
And he's being basically, his future, his freedom is being played with by this judge.
Kenis.
For her own personal benefit, seemingly.
See over there.
Or her friends. So why wait until you're going back to prison? Why not?
Well,
talk
he's
about
not the
this
one
stuff?
That's talking about it, though.
How
he
did
can't
this
talk
even,
about
how
it.
How did this even surface?
Or his people, or whatever, but yeah.
I wonder how this even serviced the fact Meek Mill doing a On Bended Knee remix. I mean,
that
like,
just sounds weird.
The On Bended Knee
remix
part.
It sounds far fetched. But
to his point is like way out there.
That's what I'm saying. He thought it was a joke. Yeah. He thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
And evidently if she that, was for that, real about
if,
it.
If that is if that is serious.
I mean, it's a Philly judge. Boyz II Men is from Philadelphia.
They are. Yeah, they are.
She wants another
I don't know
resident of Philadelphia to remix the song and put her name in.
And rap in it, and it's not a rap song.
Well.
Not even close.
Okay, so here, I guess this is all I'll say. I hope it works out. Like, if all this stuff is true, then, you know, Meek should have, you know, be set free or at least have the right to a trial with a different judge or be able to go in front of a different judge. For
I think
sure.
He should definitely be.
Well, the FBI is investigating the judge.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's dope.
Good. I mean, if this all comes out, it's just crazy. That's all I'm saying. If it all comes out, it's like everything that came out is true. I'd just be like, wow, that's nuts. I don't have a vendetta against. I would never want any
Spools,
human being
Spools
to go to prison.
Doesn't like Meek Mill.
No, I just don't understand the.
Hey, that's a Mike comment. That's a Nas comment.
It just doesn't seem.
He just doesn't like Meek Mill.
Shout out to Long.
I don't care one way or the other. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like or dislike his music. I've never bought any of it. There's better rappers and there's worse rappers.
He was mad when he got with Nicki Minaj.
That was
it. Because Spools has such a love affair with Nicki Minaj.
That's exactly
Meek Mill,
what it is.
Safari.
Yeah.
They're on my shit list.
Safari.
Yeah, I think I'm you don't like Safari.
Troop
alone.
Comes
I
out.
I don't even know who Safari is.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yeah. You know who Safari
sounds
is.
Sounds like a Love and Hip Hop
I had heard she was dating Nas for a little
like
a, while.
It does. I think her and Nas are still dating.
He might have ate her bot.
Oh.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
Hey, bada boom, bada bing.
And there we are.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Best thing.
He might have, maybe he did.
That's the best maybe thing I've heard today.
Maybe that's why they're still together.
That's more believable than the whole bended knee.
Yes, it is. It's 10 times more believable.
On bended knee, if you think about it, though, to Spools, I'm with Terry in this in the sense of in today's society, hey. I'm to the point where nothing surprises me.
Hey.
So if On Bended Knee comes out, or that was true that they wanted that to happen, I'm going to be like, dang, this is just a crazy world. But I see where he's coming from in terms of why. Why is it Meek Mill? Like, hey. Why? I get it, man.
Featuring Young Thug.
When he got in trouble originally, supposedly for the bikes or whatever, yeah. It never came out that he was at a children's event at that point.
Well, I mean,
when he
that's crazy, by the way.
Yeah, if that's the case, that's really lame too.
I think it was just like in front of kids, and he was trying to
he was endangering children
because he got reckless driving.
Yeah.
Maybe
I guess
anything.
The point that I'm getting at is I don't really believe either side that much. Man. Yeah, it's hard to believe.
I can
any
leave
of this
neighborhood and turn the corner real sharp, and they'll call it reckless driving
if they want to.
Yeah,
if they want to.
So,
yeah, I don't stop at stop signs.
Shout out to longevity out there with that reckless driving,
rolling stop for life.
Like I said, I hope it works out for him, and if all this is true, then
shout out to Meek, man. Like, you know,
the way they're doing him isn't fair.
If it's true, then you have to do the Bended Knee remix.
I don't have that much stake in this. Man.
No.
It'll be a bonus. It'll be a bonus track on Star Trek.
On Star Trek.
Star Trek.
If you download the exclusive, yeah.
Yeah, just so y'all know, we are we're trying to get a track list together for Star Trek, which is Terry's debut solo album. Produced by
featuring DJ Spools on the ad libs.
Hey, yeah, Spools is going to do all the ad libs. Yes. Lone and I will produce the entire record.
I've been practicing.
There will be a song called Mug.
Yeah,
ja-ha. Need a whole song where just like bunch of vowels. Da-da-da-da-da.
And one song called Quav.
We gotta get started on the artwork too, man. We gotta figure out where we wanna go with his artwork.
Just a bunch of stars.
It's gotta be extraterrestrial, man.
Extra what?
Terrestrial.
You're gonna have the best.
Extra what?
Have the best.
Terrestrial.
Extra did you say extraterrestrial?
No, I didn't. I said, I'm not. You reach it. Mike always
I'm reaching. I'm sorry.
So then I'm about to repeat it and sound like what he just said because he keeps saying it.
Did you say extraterrestrial?
Yeah. Nah, you heard what I said.
Did you say Star Spurs? I was like, what? No, I said extraterrestrial.
Spell it.
No.
Shout out to extraterrestrial.
Look, you the one saying it, Jack.
I like
up.
That, man. I might have to keep that.
Maybe that'll be a track.
That's what E.T. is.
Shout out
like
to you not
I
see
like
E.T.
I like how he thinks.
Did you shout out E.T.? To Terry's Outer Space Trahow.
Did you what? Listen? Did you listen
There's
to
Outer Space Trahow?
To what's the A.T. Aliens? There's a song called Extraterrestrial.
Yeah, it's got
straight
the,
from ATL.
Yeah.
Shakers and all that weird stuff in the back.
Out of this world.
Great album. Top five all time. You want to fight me on that?
Yeah.
You want to fight about it?
No, man.
All right, so let's jump into what I have for the rundown. So you guys actually brought this to my attention. I was asleep.
What's that?
Louis C.K. Did I say it right?
Yep.
Okay, comedian. So there are five accusers for him. And they're all saying that at some time, point in time, he either was on the phone, in person, I believe they said, or...
No, he was being a jag-off.
Yeah, but...
Bars.
Yeah, that's actually clever. Low-key, that's actually clever. Hey, we see.
It is what it is.
Get that trap star. Yeah, so here's one. The fourth woman, her name was Rebecca Corey. And she said, CK asked if he could masturbate in front of her while on... on the set of the TV pilot.
We're getting no advertising money for this episode. No.
Hey, what do you say if I just whip my jolly out and then, yeah.
Bottom line, five people said...
And block the door.
Yeah. This guy's... five young ladies have said this guy's either mentioned or...
Yeah, and he confirmed it.
He definitely confirmed it, yeah.
That's the crazy part. Like
he's been
like,
the only guy that's basically... I've seen that's actually come out and apologized and owned up to what he did and...
Yeah,
you just know, showed some sort of remorse.
He's just going to take the L. Yeah.
He said, I'm a jag.
I'm not
off.
Saying that certainly doesn't make any of it fine or okay.
Not at all.
But he seems to be the only guy that's done that, though.
He likes to jack off in front of girls without them knowing or being interested in seeing it.
Wow.
That's strange.
Man. Jag off.
We talked about... we talked about...
He's an idiot for that shit.
Low key. No, high key. The thing is, we talked about... these types of situations popping up a lot in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I believe we mentioned Terry Crews.
Harvey Weinstein.
There you go. Right.
Kevin Spacey.
Spacey. He tried to make his moment a whole coming out mission.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, son.
You didn't buy that?
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, I buy it, but...
You bought it.
You don't switch somebody saying that you did some wrong shit to me and just be like, oh, I don't remember that, but I'm coming out as a gay man.
Mm. Yeah, that was the throw off for sure.
Yeah, okay. It didn't work in his favor.
Well, a lot of this stuff has been going on, and you know, I think it was Lone that mentioned the angle of, I guess some of these things are for, I guess, advancement in your career, or is it that type of? Was it you that mentioned that in terms of some of these people saying it was for, I guess, the certain situations were to benefit them, I guess, in Hollywood or something like that. Like I don't know.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
With Harvey Weinstein, I think that was the case.
Yeah.
It's my understanding of what I've read about him was that it was for, like, basically he would be like, yeah, I'll be able to help you.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
I think Harvey's was. Okay. I think one of them was in, like, 2002.
I think that was for Louis. The last one.
I guess he kind of alluded to that as well. I guess he...
Jag off.
They've got 2002.
He liked to... He said
90s.
05 was the latest.
Yeah, 05 was the latest.
I thought it was like 09.
Let me pull it back up.
But no, he said in his letter he said something along the lines of, I'm trying to think of the way he said it. It was
I don't know what you're getting at.
He didn't say like I held power over them.
Uh-huh.
He said he kind of took advantage. Exactly, he said I took advantage of the situation.
But yeah, but he didn't actually say that you know, like, I held power over these people. That's kind of what people have an issue with his apology is, it was his specific phrasing of what he said. He just said, nah, they looked up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It wasn't like I held power over them. It was like, nah, they looked up to me, or they liked me this much and I should have known that or something. But it wasn't him saying, nah, I held power over them.
Okay.
And they probably felt, you know, well, he's a big comedian or whatever. If I come out and say something, then there's probably going to be repercussions for this.
Yeah, that's what
that's the case
for,
with
yeah.
all these folks, man, with Harvey Weinstein. And
right.
They knew if they came. I mean, Harvey Weinstein especially. I mean, he's a big deal, dude. I was watching, we were just talking about Lord of the Rings beforehand.
Yes.
Like, I was watching that Harvey Weinstein, his name's on that.
It's like everywhere.
His name's on everything, man.
Really?
And
I wasn't really too familiar with him before. I mean,
Nor was I.
Well, like what's dude's name
behind the scenes
that guy. Made, what's that show, Family Guy?
Is Seth MacFarlane?
Seth MacFarlane. I think he's like made jokes at like hosting like certain
yeah,
events saying that I guess you don't have to, you know, do something for Harvey Weinstein or Weinstein Brothers anymore since you got nominated for an award.
Oh, word.
You know, like
yeah.
they've been doing that like
that was prior to
on
all
the
this
slide
stuff coming out?
For years,
wow.
yeah.
I think there's been I think it's starting to, at least within Hollywood, like as far as society is concerned, sexual harassment and assault, that stuff will come out often. You know what I mean? There's still plenty of cases like we've seen where people don't right away for one reason or another. But with Hollywood in general, yeah, it seems like there was like this culture of that. And it's like the lid's kind of being
I kind of wonder. I wonder. I honestly wonder how hidden it is in society as well. You know, like part of me doesn't really think that it's so much different.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much across the board, probably.
The difference between Hollywood versus just regular society.
Yeah. I mean, because when you think the societal ways of man versus woman anyways, and power and how, and all those little things that come in, you know, and just the subtleties.
To that point, I'm sure
the
there's
subtleties
plenty
of everything
that don't get reported for, like, again, for one reason or another within society. But, I mean, I think back all the way to, like, this is like the early 90s. Remember Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court Justice?
Yep.
That was one of the first.
You smoke crack, don't you?
Wow.
Oh, that was him?
That was one of the. No.
I hate him.
That was one of the first times I remember, and I was young. So, I mean, I'm sure it's come out before, but I remember that one coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big deal at the time because no one had ever really come out
right.
seemingly against someone like that. But I feel like it, you know, maybe not, though. I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of sexual assaults reported every year, but I'm sure there's plenty that don't get reported.
Yeah.
For, again, like I said before, one
true.
Reason or another.
And I think that the whole social media Me Too thing kind of showcased that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, lots of
yeah.
women come out and say stuff that you probably wouldn't maybe suggest, you know, or even see, you know.
I can't
and I know
imagine,
it's there,
dude,
but,
what
know.
It's like sometimes, I mean, but just kind of, you know, thinking a little deeper. I can't. To be a woman, to
yeah,
as far as having to put up with
it, it honestly made me kind of reevaluate myself and my own role as a man in this society. Like,
facts.
I think that's good, right?
You know, yeah, you know, facts. It's like, all right, am I contributing to this? You know, like, am I
right.
being accountable enough to, you know, when I see stuff or whatnot, am I laughing at things? You know what I mean? Like,
we let certain things go, and I'm guilty of this as far as the music that I listen to, for sure. You know, I mean,
yeah.
So that's something that's come to mind for me as far as that kind of thinking.
Yeah.
Is, you know, why do I listen to, I mean, even Kendrick says it sometimes, you know what I mean? So, like, the word bitch or something like that. So,
right.
Referring to women. But I don't know. It's a good thing that it's happening, man. Like, that sort of
no,
self-reflection
I agree with
that. For males to have as far as, like, how am I potentially making someone else feel, making a woman feel?
Yeah.
That
sure.
should take place in all of us as
yeah.
men.
To
yeah,
Lone's point about the, you know, accountability.
Accountability.
Yeah, you got to get the T's in
We're
there.
Doing really good enunciation today. Yeah.
Amanda Seals was on
Especially
Instagram.
Especially talking about trial.
Try.
Amanda Seals was on Instagram, and she was telling some of her stories about whether it be, this is back in her early hip-hop days, like, she talked about how rappers would approach her in interviews and just say sly stuff on the side about, well, if you want to try to get on XYZ or one of these days, eventually I know you're going to give me that thing, or, you know what I mean? Little slick stuff like that, or show me this and you'll get that. And I looked at it like, damn, have I been naive in terms of a lot of the stuff that goes on, or some of these women, some of the stuff that they go through? I'll have to step back to his point about the accountability. Like, yo, have I missed this, or have I been kind of like, yo, I didn't really realize these things were going on. I didn't think it was to the severity that it was. Like, I had to step back and be like, damn, there's people that have gone through some of the stories she was telling. I was amazed. I'm like, yo, this really happens for someone that already was established. Like, for her to have to continue to jump over hurdles, you know what I'm saying, while being established. And some of the stuff that she was presented with, I thought the shit was crazy. Like, I couldn't believe some of the stories that she was telling on Instagram. And maybe
I believe, I mean, this goes on every day, mm-hmm. right, forever and ever and ever. As long as we've been here, this has been happening.
Okay.
So it's not something that surprises me.
Right.
It's like you said, it's a matter of, are you participating in it?
Right.
Fair enough.
And in some cases, not knowing if you're participating in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And that was kind of my point. Like, man, yeah. am I contributing to this without really even being conscious mm-hmm. of it?
I could dig it.
Yeah. You know, like feeling like I'm on a woman's side, but maybe I'm not.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I'm sure everybody in here loves their mom. Yeah.
Sure.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying? That goes without yeah. being said.
Sure.
Would you want somebody
yeah, absolutely.
Doing A, B, or C, or talking sister, to your mom? Niece, so, you know what I'm whatever. Saying? Yeah. Like that. And I know me, if somebody disrespected a woman in my family,
right.
my wife,
yeah,
it's curtains. Like, that's just how mm-hmm. I feel.
Right.
But this type of thing happens all the time. Even Gabrielle Union was talking on Sway in the Morning one episode about her book and how she was coming up, and she mentioned one time she was auditioning for a Tupac video
uh-huh.
and that she couldn't dance and I was terrible and this, that, and the other, and how all the other guys were acting towards her versus how Pac was. She was like, everybody else was real disrespectful, this, that, and the other, but Pac was like, oh, you know, you did good, and like at least being encouraging in the moment
mm-hmm.
without, you know what I'm saying, being extra aggressive and downgrading or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it happens.
Treating
it's
her
been
like,
happening.
Treating her like a woman or as a person as opposed to a
right.
figure of a woman, a
right.
sexualized object.
Right. And we all know that Pac did time for a situation
yeah.
that yeah. he allegedly did. And, I mean, we've seen the movie. We don't know. You know, movies usually act things out not all the way true. But I never really believed that Tupac did that to that young lady.
I don't.
In some cases, I don't.
But we don't.
In some
cases,
right. Well, my thing is, a lot of times we make somebody guilty before seeing everything that, you know. Artifacts on the table.
We are all guilty of that.
Like, he was convicted of that.
Yeah. Yep.
And it kind of came out later that there was a vendetta against him.
Which is believable.
Definitely believable.
That's believable.
Yeah, because he never denied having an interaction with this young lady.
Right.
He just said that I did not take it from her.
Right.
Is what happened. But it's been going on.
Yeah.
It's just, it's an unfortunate situation, and people need to wake up and realize, don't overstep boundaries. Somebody says no, don't do it. It doesn't matter when they say no. You can be, you know what I'm saying, just knowing that y'all are feeling each other like that, but she can just be like, nah, I'm cool, and you got to hold back.
Well, I think what Sean said was, you know, poignant in that it's about looking at women as just human beings, man. I mean, it's, yeah. you know, like it's not.
It's kind of a societal thing. I don't know if it's a Western thing.
I wouldn't even say human beings. I would say as an equal counterpart.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, not as an object is the point that I was making. Not as a sexual object. You wouldn't treat another, you wouldn't do that to another human being. Any human being, regardless of their man or woman, if they told you not to. So this scenario doesn't make it okay for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's. And to your point, the societal part, oh, yeah, I mean, it's
not what society really teaches.
We're a male-dominated society, and we always have been here.
Yeah, you know? Your president of the United States has some questionable
example.
Behavior.
Yeah. You know?
He still made it to office.
I think to... Go ahead, Lone. I'm sorry. Yep.
No, you go ahead. I
think
people actually made excuses for him doing that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Women included.
Women as well. Yes.
That's crazy.
When Lone talked about the accountability, it's like, I think one of the things that has helped me when we bring up this situation or the topic is to try to listen to the woman's perspective more, because I think that is a learning tool to hear it from the other side. Mm-hmm. It's easy for guys to get together and compare or contrast stories or talk about it, you know, experiences or whatever. That's going to be one side of it, and we're used to that. We've grown accustomed to it because we talk amongst each other all the time. But sometimes when you actually listen to women and hear it from the other side, for me, there's a light bulb that goes off to say, you know what? I never thought about it like that. Yeah, you know, sure. And then you have to pull yourself back and step back and analyze everything as a whole from mm-hmm. both sides. To Spool's point, where you talk about, well, have I contributed to this or XYZ? For me, when I hear from women and they tell me about experience, not me personally, but experiences you read about, videos or whatever, that helps me to understand and see the opposite side. Do you guys see where I'm coming from with that?
Yeah, I think it's similar to something else that we talk on here when we talk about, or when I specifically, you know, when we talk about race issues
yep.
and white people and understanding, mm-hmm. you know,
same
growing
concept.
Up.
It's the same application concept. Of the same thing.
Yeah. Same concept.
It's essentially, it's step back and listen and don't devalue people as their own thoughts. And, mm-hmm. You know, don't try to tell me my experience.
Yeah.
Don't listen to talk, but listen to understand.
Right.
Yeah. So. That's it right there. Well said.
But it's just, honestly, I mean, back to what we were talking about originally, it's just crazy, like I said, the seemingly understood culture of it that's apparently been going on in Hollywood for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's not mind-blowing, but
true.
At the same time, it's just kind of like, wow, like so many people just kind of were like, yep, that's the way it is.
Just got to deal with it. Wow. Like, this is how it goes.
I mean, you mentioned Seth MacFarlane. There's a joke on Family Guy where there's literally a child running away and he's like running away from Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Really?
Like a little boy running away. He's like, oh, Kevin Spacey had me. Like, this is a real thing.
This was on an episode.
This is on
was
a
it, I think, it, was it Stewie or was it somebody else?
It might have been Stewie. I thought it was a child.
Wait,
I don't remember.
This was an actual episode that aired?
It was like I was trapped in Kevin Spacey's basement or something like
Whoa.
That.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No way.
So, I mean, that speaks into it. But that kind of goes into the, you know, obviously Seth MacFarlane he knew about it, obviously.
Was that years before this ever happened?
That's
too?
My question.
Yeah. So again,
that's what
it's
I mean. Like
this,
he knew about it, but, and he kind of speaks on it, but he, you know, it makes you kind of wonder about the power structures within Hollywood mm-hmm. and how powerful they really are. If people as powerful, quote unquote, as Seth MacFarlane can kind of take jabs, but mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, but he didn't,
he's not writing checks for Seth
that's
MacFarlane.
What I mean.
So.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that's where it stops, though, too.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
people know about it, but they don't really, they haven't really stepped up to do anything. What's her, what's the lady, the young lady who was in Juno? And, She wrote, she's a brilliant actress, mm-hmm. actually. I don't remember what her name is, though.
I'd have to look it up. I'll have to look that up.
But she wrote a whole long essay about stuff that happened to her when she was 16, you know, different, you know, being asked out on, you know, dates and when she was 16 and, you know, just like stuff like that. And
what was the campaign, that was on Facebook where women were telling their stories?
Too.
Was
That's
it Me Too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just mentioned
I say that to say, no, I say that to say
Ellen Page. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I say that to say, I thought that was interesting because I saw so many people that I knew that I never.
It was like had, 5 minutes ago, Mike.
I had no idea. But I'm talking about from a personal experience, though. Like,
I'm just saying.
I had a lot of my friends that I didn't realize.
I'm just saying.
He ain't say that part. That was my experience, sir.
Same.
He ain't say that part. Thing. No, it's not. His and mine are different. No, it's not. You talk. I can talk lower than you. Nope.
No. I can talk lower than you can talk.
Nope.
Blow this place up.
Nope.
I believe you have my stapler.
No salt. I said no salt.
Hey, oh man. Hey, get your boy J Diff, man. Get your
that
boy,
was
man.
Good.
Shout out to Spools, man. Spools, you are one of one, sir. I will tell you that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I think that's good, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm very curious how I think it's great that these things are coming out.
Yep.
You know, and that people are talking about it. I wonder how the culture it'll affect the culture of Hollywood. You know, and just popular. I mean, like, so the Louis C.K. thing wasn't necessarily Hollywood. That was on the comedic circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those were comedians that came out, you know, and said something.
I mean, it's the truth.
It is.
Literally.
He said it.
You know, but I'm curious, you know, like, if we're going to see anything. I wonder if there's going to be another area that's going to come out similarly to that as well.
I'm sorry. Spoons messed me up, man. I was not expecting that quote from that movie.
No, I'm curious to see, too, because the thing is, with it having seemingly been a culture of Hollywood or part of the culture of Hollywood, what does it look like when that's removed?
Right.
Does it mean more female movie? Does it mean, you know what I mean? I don't know if you or I or the four of us would be able to see what that's like, but those people working in Hollywood certainly will feel it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, they have felt it because, like, there were some people that did come out against at least Harvey Weinstein.
I'm saying if it changes, like, we won't know if the culture changes or what that will be like, you know, as far as being a Hollywood actor or actress.
It's like you'll watch a movie, you see somebody in it, you're like, oh, they were pretty good. Yeah. Then you don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
You don't even think about that. You don't even know what happened behind the scenes as far as why they're not in the movies anymore.
Yeah. So. Yep. And it's just, it's messed up, man. And I'm glad women are speaking out too within Hollywood and outside of Hollywood as well. Like, seriously, it's good.
I'm glad they feel safe, or at least empowered enough to feel like they can come out. At least to a certain extent.
Guys can be real creepy, man. You know?
So,
for real. Yeah. Like, I'm sure we all know females that either girlfriends, ex-girlfriends that have told us stories, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Of some creepy dude they dated or some creepy dude that they met or something. You know what I mean? Like,
it's an everyday thing.
Yeah, it is. And I can't imagine, you know, you try to put yourself in those shoes and it's difficult. But yeah, it's got to be very trying. So,
creepy guys messing up for the guys not trying to be creepy.
I'm saying, man.
You better talk that talk long.
I've been saying that for years,
too. You
better
talk that talk long. That's
like,
look,
I'm not. It's funny. So it's funny. When I first, Sarah and I were first dating, right? The first time we went out, we met somewhere, right? And we had a really good time. So the second time, I was like, you know, I'm chivalrous. I was like, I want to offer to come pick her up, right?
That's a bloke Paddington Comey move.
But then good. That's a good thing too, yeah.
Cool.
Because that dude's super smooth.
All right.
No, but then I had to stop and think.
And
like,
he's got an accent.
Maybe because dudes are creepy, maybe she's afraid to have me come to her house to pick her up, although
for sure.
I'm just trying
question.
To do that. So when I asked her, I said, if you would rather me not, that's cool. That is only because of creepy dudes that
Max.
I had to say that.
Yeah.
Talk that talk, Spools.
You know.
Facts.
Otherwise, it's just a normal,
facts.
You know, so, but anyway, that's what that made me think of, is like the extra steps I've had to take because of dudes who have messed, you know. Like,
yeah.
Not good, man. No bueno.
He's right.
Don't be Quagmire.
Don't be Quagmire, guys.
Don't be Quagmire.
Yeah.
Yo.
Just because one girl is okay with you being Quagmire doesn't mean all women are okay with you being Quagmire. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll reveal that later on.
Thank you.
Y'all can be Quagmire after y'all know each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Giggity.
Giggity, giggity.
Well, I like the head. Yes, have you?
So I did it.
Yeah.
Because I got that one.
That video,
yeah. Shout out to Long.
Boomerang.
The boomerang out next.
All right.
Did you guys ever see the episode with his cat, James?
With his
no.
He had
no.
a cat named James, and he loved his cat named James.
No.
I don't know.
Quagmire.
That's kind of like you having a cat named Aretha, though.
That's exactly like it. It's like, oh, look what James did. Like, yeah, it's awesome.
Shout out to Aretha, man.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I finally healed from those scratches. Moving on. Colin Kaepernick. GQ Citizen of the Year.
Bong bong.
Bong bong. They have some great photos.
They mad. They big mad.
I saw a lot of big mad today.
Big mad.
I'm talking about big mad.
I mean, it was
big
mad.
About as big as his fro mad.
Yeah.
And with
on the cover.
Mad with two D's.
I mean, it was
mad.
Two to three. Duh. Yeah.
It was as big as
Gotta be triple D's at least.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah.
That's a lot of mad.
Mad.
That's a lot of mad.
I went to one comment thread and was like, well, why doesn't he cut his hair? I was just like, all right, I'm just going to
go. Just keep scrolling.
Yeah. You left as soon as you saw that.
Just keep scrolling.
You don't get it. I have no problem with him being on the cover at all.
I think he's a good fit, I think.
I think
he's a great fit.
He's been one of the most talked about people in the last year, you know. And
yes.
Going on two, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it started when he was still active.
He's doing positive things.
He is.
Yeah. As much as people don't understand that or don't want to see that or believe that, he's not spoken one word of negativity or violence.
Yep.
So
I respect the man.
I think it's awesome that he got on the cover, man.
I respect the man that puts his money where his mouth is. Colin Kaepernick did that. And I don't see what the problem is about him being on the cover.
Yeah, you do.
I do, but I don't. I'm trying to be positive, man.
I'm happy that they're
I'm
mad.
Very happy because he deserves it. He deserves it.
You know why I'm mad?
Yeah, man. Like, I think it's just dope. The cover's dope with the afro and everything. Yeah. Like, everything, the photos, everything is dope about that. Well deserved. I'm happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
Me too, man.
Because he's probably, no, there's no probably. He's not going to take another NFL snap. Okay, unless you guys think otherwise. I don't see it happening.
I had a hunch that the Patriots were going to pick him up.
I did as well.
Yeah,
you guys thought New England?
I was curious.
What had been said like maybe a week or so ago that by the weekend he was going to be signed.
Yeah.
And then...
By New England?
Yes.
Robert Kraft.
The Patriots do not have a backup quarterback.
They ended up signing somebody else.
They signed somebody.
Or did they? Okay. Who'd they get? Do you know?
No.
It was
some dude that's not good as Kaepernick.
No, definitely not.
I know that.
Yeah.
It was Brandon Whedon's brother.
Yeah.
No, it was. Really?
Sweden.
Might as well be.
Sweden. I see what you're doing. Okay. Yeah.
Brandon Sweden.
That's like, my little brother's name, Sweden.
Sweden.
He likes Swedish fish as well.
Shout out to Shannon Sharp.
He likes Swiss Miss hot chocolate.
He always says they bring in somebody that knows the offense. Well, they brought him in because he'll be able to fit right in and he knows the offense. He hasn't played in 20 years, but he knows the offense.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bull, if you ask me.
Brett Favre is warming
football.
Up on the sidelines.
He knows the offense at 50. He knows the offense. So,
dude, I'd never liked Brett Favre, but Favre here nor there.
Brett Favre.
He did.
I never hated Brett Favre actually as a Bears fan, which is interesting. But yeah.
I got Brett Favre top 10. Cusp.
Yeah, I'd say he's in top 10.
Top 10.
Probably late. Top 10.
I will say this.
I
think Aaron Rodgers is better than him.
Let's say between maybe 8 and 15.
8 and 15. Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah.
He might, yeah.
I'd say that.
Aaron Rodgers is better than him. Now.
I think so,
Aaron Rodgers is better than him.
I guess
there's so many that are better than him.
I could probably run off Montana, Brady, Money.
Marino.
Mm.
Steve Young.
You said Montana. Yeah, I would say Steve Young.
Mm. Yeah.
Unitas.
I wouldn't put Young necessarily higher. I would put them maybe in the same. I might nudge Steve Young a little bit higher.
I don't know, I think Steve Young is better than him.
But you got the obvious, though.
I do too, but they're like right there.
Here's the thing about Brett Favre that
Steve
I never
McNair
cared
for. Is better than...
Steve McNair is not...
Rest in
peace. I don't think he's
not better than Brett
Favre. He's not better than Brett.
No.
I don't even like
Brett Favre. Played more games.
No,
he's not colder than Brett Favre. No, and I used to love Aaron McNair.
Man,
rest in peace. I like Steve McNair, too.
Yeah. Like him or not, Brett Favre has that win instinct thing that a lot of quarterbacks never had. He can make shit happen. Like him or not.
So the difference... Jay Cutler is very much cut from the Brett Favre cloth. Jay Cutler just isn't as successful with his chances as Brett Favre has been. Cannon for an arm.
They both gamble.
Gamble
crazy,
for it.
Crazy.
It's just Brett's gambles were a little better.
I don't know.
I would agree with
he's probably. Cut from that cloth.
I would say Cutler he's cut is. From the cloth. Yeah. I don't think he's the caliber of quarterback that Brett was.
Oh, I'm saying as far as arms, like that's what got Brett Favre, right? Arm strength and his ability to kind of move around a little
bit. But he also had the ability to win. Like he knew how to win games.
It's his guts, man. That's what made Brett Favre.
Brett Favre leads
but
the
gutsy.
Cutler had guts, but he didn't have the same type of guts, I don't think.
Yeah,
I
can see that.
He leads the league at interceptions all time, correct?
Who?
Brett Favre.
Yes.
Well,
they number
that's,
one.
That's what I'm saying. He was very high risk, high reward.
Gunslinger, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm still
threw from the hip.
If you think about it,
honestly.
I just
got so sick of hearing about that from him. What's Brett going to do? He's keeping the whole organization on, you know, standby to figure out if he's going to play. Oh, he's throwing in Mississippi at the high school again. Yeah. Like, get out of here, dude.
Is Aikman nicer than Favre?
No.
I think so.
As a quarterback, we're not talking
he's
about
got
anything.
The rings,
I'll tell you what, Aikman
was
surrounded.
So.
Well, Brett Favre was too.
Yeah, but Aikman was really surrounded by, like, the best offensive line of the 90s. And Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin and Jay Novacek.
That was a bad team.
And Daryl Johnston. Like,
don't forget
Brian. When I saw
the best
offensive line of the 90s. Like,
the best of the best of the best.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I can't. I don't think.
I don't think Aikman is a better quarterback.
What's that Steelers guy that he won for?
Bradshaw.
It's like putting Bradshaw in there. Like,
my point that I said earlier, that's why the ring argument is terrible. He has 4 rings. Is he better than Steve Young?
No.
Maybe.
Steve Young threw a pass to himself and scored a touchdown, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. I would take Steve Young over Brett Favre.
Steve Young,
I would too.
Every day of the week.
Yeah.
But here's the last reason I don't care for Brett Favre. This will make more sense. When they drafted Aaron Rodgers, Favre was still a Packer.
Yep.
And he was not happy about that. And he was vocal about, I'm not here to teach somebody else the ropes. I'm here to, you know, and all this. And I thought that was really shitty of Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely shitty. And so I'm happy. Like, I hate the Packers, obviously, because I'm a Bears fan.
I like Aaron Rodgers.
But good for you, Aaron Rodgers. Like,
I like Aaron Rodgers. I think he is a beast.
He is.
I think he's better than Brett Favre by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Discount double check.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't have, obviously, he's still playing. But I think from, and my guy, shout out to my guy JB, he's a scout for the Seahawks. I think from a skill standpoint, he is. Scout. Works for the NFC.
Yeah, NFC.
Spell scout.
The championship?
No.
The league?
Yeah, he does work for him. That's what it says on his Facebook page, employed by the NFC.
Huh.
Unless he's lying. He says that Aaron Rodgers, from a technical standpoint, is the most skilled quarterback he's ever seen. No flaws. I'm talking about this game.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing off the wrong foot, roll out left, roll out right, arm.
He's a likable dude, too.
Yeah.
He seems cool.
I think he's a beast, man. I'm not pro Packers or anything, but the dude's incredible.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aaron Rodgers, man. Get well. He's done. It's a wrap for him.
They beat the Bears without Aaron Rodgers.
They
did?
That.
Yeah. Bears are not good at football this year.
I ain't seen it.
You ain't seen it?
I ain't seen none
of it. 3-6.
Wow. Yeah. Fox still coaching?
We're gonna beat the Niners December 3rd, though.
Yeah.
Is
I check
Fox
scores. I haven't actually seen any games.
Yeah, I've watched a few Bears games.
So.
Yeah. Well,
any music before the episode's over? We haven't touched any music.
Well, Cameron dropped a mixtape called
The Program.
I'm not excited, but I will peep out of respect.
You're a hater.
No. I just respect
like
the Dipset movement.
You don't
I
like
respect
them.
The movement. I don't like them. No.
You don't like them.
I respect the movement.
I don't like anyone in Dipset outside of Cameron, really.
I won't listen unless it randomly pops up mysteriously and I have nothing else to do in life.
Do you want to listen to it together? I'll come over.
Then that means I have to intentionally focus. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, all
right,
good. It's Dipset night.
It's not a bad mixtape at all. I'm not Cameron's not my favorite, but I like Cameron. I'm going to go see him at the Emerson.
Yeah. Okay,
when's
that?
He's going to be at the Emerson.
Oh,
December 9th. Roll out with J.O. Shout out to J.O.
Shout
Ace
to J.O.
One
nice.
And the
Computers
clinic.
Computers computing.
But
you should interview him.
Please.
Cameron.
Yeah.
They have $60 meet and greet tickets.
Wow.
He's going to be like, they mad.
Sahada Prince is going to drop, I think, Friday. No, Dope on Sunday, I believe is the name of the album.
Should he drop it on Sunday?
17th.
17th. So
Friday. He was on the Breakfast Club going ham.
Where?
Yeah.
I heard
he killed Flex.
Yeah.
He killed Flex.
He had the whole the preacher collar on and shit. What's that called?
What's that?
Where you had the little preacher collar on.
Oh, like the
priest?
The priest collar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
White joint in the middle there.
Yeah, he had
son
one
of
those
preacher,
on.
Man.
Going nuts.
I see you over there alone with
our
the
crit dropped a silly song. Freestyle too.
Yes.
Did he?
Yeah.
He bodied that freestyle.
He did.
Yes.
Crit Eminem, is Eminem's new album coming out soon?
You know, they
wish I could tell you.
Probably in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Lone just put out a single.
Lone didn't hear Walk on
Beyonce.
Water. I know you did. Spools, you ran it as well.
I have not heard it yet.
I heard it.
I heard Beyonce's chorus, and I was like,
Eminem is the king of the hip hop ballad.
Yes.
And nobody likes a hip hop ballad.
Well, people do, though. That's
Eminem,
what's crazy.
Eminem is going to move mad. Mad.
Well, he always does. I was just curious. Yeah. You know,
he is, man. And
people
this is
like
a
lot.
He always got a balance.
Like, you know how
he's got that privilege to No.
That's a double entendre.
No.
Right,
it is.
There.
It is.
He's got it to come out. He can come out and say, if you don't like, if you like Trump, middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
And those people will still buy his album.
But they'll claim that they won't.
Facts. These are all facts.
Yeah.
Emma's going to move.
Never,
Maggie's.
Ever,
they'll
ever.
Be at the concert.
Yes. It's going, fronting, to, it's fronting, going to sell out.
Fronting like they didn't vote for Trump.
Yeah.
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 Never underestimate people's need to feel cool, man.
Yeah. Facts, fool. This is an era of
those are
attention.
Bars.
Those are bars. Am I missing anything? I know
way more powerful
close.
Than we think sometimes.
Wine After Work is this weekend.
Shout out to Wine After Work.
Friday.
Nice.
Friday.
DJ J Diff.
You can come shoot your shot.
Get turnt.
Get turnt.
You know, Wine After Work is like half turnt, half.
Yeah, get.
Half chill.
Half chill.
Get relaxingly turnt.
Really?
Yeah. Hey.
I like that, Spools.
That could be on a t-shirt.
It can.
Or on a flyer.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relaxingly
Wine After Work.
Turnt.
The last one I went. The last one.
Wine After Work. Relaxingly turnt.
Relaxingly turnt.
Yeah. It's coming.
Your new tagline.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Go copyright that tonight when I get home.
Good job, buddy.
It's already in the mail. Trademark.
Hey,
did it right now.
Done.
Yeah. Hey, the crowd at the last one was amazing, man.
Yeah.
Y'all got a lot of love at the last one.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
That was a good time.
Moonchild was show was good.
Shout
there
out
was.
To Moonchild. They show us love every single time.
I still
twice.
Didn't meet him
show,
yet, but it was a good
show.
The
show was great. Yeah. But, I mean, the interview was cool. I mean, they're pretty. I think I put a post. I was like, they're kind of like the homies at this point.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we claim them at this point, man. Like that's.
I hope they didn't hear the episode where Mike called them our friends and then couldn't remember their names.
Yeah. Ooh. There it is.
Why are you calling them out like that?
Called out.
It's all right. I've met them twice.
Yeah. I still haven't met
But
them.
Did you tell her that you messed her name up?
I did not owe her that. So
yeah.
Maybe I'll go on Instagram.
Same, Amber.
And say,
yeah. Amber, yeah.
I'm gonna go on Instagram and put myself out there like that.
Okay, you should.
Yeah, I'm gonna do
I
that.
DJ'd a He'll pretty dope art show.
Yeah, how'd that go?
That same night. It went well.
Yeah. That's what you were saying.
Yeah. It was fun.
You take pictures?
Right above Char Blue.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Thursday nights is the DJ Zero night now.
Okay.
At Icon Lounge.
Decademics, right?
Yeah. It's a bunch of people that don't know how to DJ. They get 15 minutes to rock the crowd.
They can see how long 15 minutes actually feels like being behind those decks.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because people are like, man, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like a dent. Not even a dent in the atmosphere.
It would be great if while that was happening,
uh-huh.
you had random people walking up asking for requests at
exactly.
the same time.
Them to need to throw that in as like a...
As a little qualifier for second for round two, maybe?
Yeah, an added category.
Trying to throw them off a little bit.
See get some extra points if you can...
Fit it in.
If you come through in the cut. Not even necessarily fit it in, because people come at you with trash requests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you would damn near have to differentiate if this is a trash request
uh-huh.
or is this an official request. That's the whole problem with like people requesting songs. So you can be going in, having a good time.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's rocking. Somebody comes in and be like, hey, can you play...
You got that new Eminem.
That's really funny you said that,
I knew
that,
he
dude.
Was going to say that.
That's funny. I've been asked that at a wedding.
And I'm going to say this. Eminem does not work in a club setting.
At all.
No, it does not work.
I think
work.
That ballad might work, though.
Mm. I hate it.
It's got Beyonce on it.
Eh.
But what if you remixed it and add drums to it?
Nah.
No, man.
One of the DJs at the first one actually put an Eminem track.
Yeah, I heard.
And I was like, yeah, he already messed up.
It ain't work.
No, you can't do it.
Of all the years,
like,
lose
think about
yourself?
It. No, why would you do that?
I'm just asking. I don't DJ.
That's Mike's favorite Eminem song.
That
song
is cold.
Think about it. Okay, it might be good.
That song
it might
cold.
Be a good song, but think about it. If you are out at a club.
I don't want to hear
and
that.
And you chilling. You don't want to hear Lose
that.
Yourself.
I
come
agree
on.
With you. I agree
the only
with you.
Song that could possibly work is Superman.
Yeah.
Stan. Nah, nah, nah.
Stan, no.
Look at his face.
Stan.
No.
Nah,
Superman nah, is the nah. only song.
Dear Slim.
My name is. It's old, but my name is my work.
Yeah, it depends on where you're at.
Yeah, I agree.
Not in the club.
No.
Dear Slim.
Never.
Longevity, DJ J Diff. DJ Spools, I am Major 7. That is going to wrap our episode up for today. Shout out to Coleman Dental. No Bad Ideas, bringingdowntheband.com. We got a new patron today. You guys know who that was?
No.
Okay. All right. We appreciate them.
Yeah. You can sign up at newoldheads.com.
High five. Yes, and we will see you guys next week. Peace. Bom, bom. Peace.